You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only, the icon himself, Eric Holmes.
Woo! I'm here, babe! I'm here for more!
Are you here for more? Is that what we're doing?
Give it to me.
All right, here we go. In today's episode, the acrobatic tactician armed with a high-tech arsenal squares off against the kinetic charge wildcard who turns playing cards into explosions. In one corner, you have Nightwing, an acrobatic fighter with gadget smarts and a scream of sticks, trained by the Dark Knight himself. That's right, Batman. And in the other corner, you have Gambit, a kinetic mutant who turns cards into bombs and fights with charm, flair, and a mean staff. As usual, I did the patented Who'd Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. And this battle has been discussed many times online. I'm talking an insane amount, but it's about time this fight got the Who Would Win Unleashed treatment. That's happening right now. Eric, I gotta know, what are your thoughts in today's matchup?
Hey, never forget about Gambit. Never forget about Gambit. And it's about time that we're going to show all of our Who Would Win audience what Gambit could do.
And you're a big fan of everything New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, guilty, baby. Guilty.
That sounded
really... And the state of Louisiana. Oh, sweet Louisiana.
That's great. I'm glad you could sing some songs for us. Yes. By the way, that sounds very suspect. Some bad stuff probably happened to Eric Holmes in Louisiana, or who knows?
Hey, they More saw you later. Saw it.
Go ahead. Because we have to see what our judge has to say about all of this, making their first appearance on the Who Would Win show. It's ex-pro soccer player extraordinaire who now takes his expertise to help kids all around Los Angeles. It's only one name. It's Tadeo.
Tadeo,
welcome to Who Would Win Unleashed.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You know, the most important matters in the world are the ones that don't matter. So I'm happy to be here. This is breaking news. Yes. I'd rather be here than Fox or CNN, and I love both, and I do appearances. Yes. But this is what matters in life, right?
Thank you.
These scenarios, this is what I want to feel and talk about. I don't need to know what's going on overseas. I want to know what's going on in this virtual or this fantasy world, DC versus Marvel, and I might learn something more important than I did in college right here.
Come on.
I got to agree. There's nothing more important happening in the world right now, maybe, than what is happening right now, right here,
in the studio.
Nightwing versus Gambit. And by the way, fun thing that people don't really realize, I get to talk with people all around the world for, you know, what I do as a producer, never mind with social media, with, you know, what we do with the show. Yeah. And what brings people together, oddly enough, are matches like this. I was talking to a friend of mine from Jordan. Uh-huh. She didn't know I did this podcast, and she's like, wait, so Doomsday could fight the X-Men, but wait, the X-Men could do all of these things, and now I'm having this fun discussion with someone overseas. This does bring people together. Now, more importantly, tell our fan base, known as the Legion of Audience, what you do and what you're all about.
So what I'm all about is taking my professional soccer skills and football skills and getting kids motivated. Kids don't move anymore. And because of social media, it's better when we read comic books when we were kids, because then we go outside and play and think we could backflip and do the things that Batman could do, right? We were superheroes in our world. So what I get to do is go into different LAUSDs and Christian and Catholic schools and get kids moving. Like, just have fun and be happy. So that's why these discussions, I don't want to hear politics. I don't want to hear race. I don't want to hear about your height, anything, classism. Let's just have fun. So when I heard what y'all are going to do, I'm kind of a rookie at these things, but I'm excited as well, because what you're doing is bringing joy to the world.
That's
what I want to do as well.
So you heard that, Eric. Tadeo wants to bring joy to the world. Have you ever thought about trying that yourself?
Yeah, I do it every day, brother, when you're not around.
Yeah, and my mom says thank you. Look, here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's the thing. These battles are important. And what I love about it is that we're celebrating geek culture. We're celebrating Marvel. We're celebrating DC. Sure, someone's going to get the win, but it's more about the process, the enjoyment, how we kind of get together and debate it, compliment each other, or, you know, are there to soothe Eric when he loses these fights.
Ooh, what I know. So here's what we got. And then another battle. This is a future battle. And I'm going to get credit for this, producer credit. It's going to have a jiu-jitsu guy, James, your jiu-jitsu. Eric's a SC football star when Pete Carroll were their best in the nation. So one day I want to have the gloves off and I want y'all to be fighting on camera. Just a physical, just one time.
You know what's funny? I wonder if that's ever happened before.
Has it, James? Has it lately?
I don't know. Eric, in our first episode, Eric made a bet. He said, we had a great writer on, he said, I'm so confident I'm going to win that if I win, I want this production team of the writer and me as a producer to produce his next project.
Okay.
I said, great. If I win, you have to join jiu-jitsu classes.
Right.
And he did.
Wow. Yes,
so we've had a few fun moments to spar, aka roll.
Yeah.
And you know what? My hat is off to Eric. No ego, super humble.
Wow.
And he is learning super quick. And he's naturally tough too. Not a problem for me, but for other people, you know.
But let me ask you this. Is he good enough to train Giselle?
He's tall.
I mean, is she single or married at this moment? What are we talking about?
I don't know. She's with a guy about my size. So he took Tom Brady's spot, but Eric's a big dude. So
that's true.
She might like big, small.
I think if Giselle went with Eric, it's definitely an upgrade. Okay. I'm just going to put it right there.
She won't regret it. She will not regret none of it.
Yeah. We're talking about Giselle Rachel Baum, my next door neighbor, who's got that problem with her leg, correct?
Yeah, can't move that well. She's about 55, I believe, right?
Yeah.
She's gray hair, silver hair.
Handsome woman.
Oh,
handsome
woman. Yeah. About 34 waist.
Help me change my tire. She picked up my car and I just changed the tire. She's awesome.
That's called a lady.
Would create some amazing moments. All right. With all that being said, let's get to today's battle. But before we get to the battle, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed. And the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. By the way, what version of Gambit are you using today, Eric?
Oh, we're gonna go I want to say X-Men 80s.
X-Men 80s.
Yeah.
So you're going with a comic book 616 current Marvel continuity. Okay.
Yes.
That's actually the best version of Gambit to go with. Great call.
Yes.
I'm going to do the same thing for Nightwing. It's current Nightwing in DC Comics.
Okay.
Who absolutely kicks ass. By the way, Nightwing did have superpowers like Superman for a little while, but that's a one-off. That is not the version I'll be using.
Okay.
I'm using the regular down-to-earth Batman trained Nightwing. All right. When it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal with no outside interference being allowed. Mm-hmm. Remember, the bottom line is that in a Who Would Win match, it's that, you know, it's for one side to get the win. Their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win Unleashed show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review wherever you download and listen to podcasts. And now let's get to the tail of the tape for both of our combatants. Eric, please give us the details for Gambit.
Gambit is a raging Cajun with a deck full of tricks, literally with a smirk as sharp as his bow staff. This secret smart mutant charges anything he touches with explosive kinetic energy, turning playing cards into mini grenades and a battlefield into his personal poker table. Whether he's cracking wise jokes, stealing hearts, or blowing up the odds, he's always playing to win. And mon ami, he usually does.
Well done, Eric. And that was some good French, by the way. That's not bad. All right, now here are the facts for Nightwing. Nightwing is the former boy wonder, that's right, Robin, who ditched the cape but kept the flair. Now a full-blown solo hero with acrobatics that defy gravity and gadgets that would make Batman jealous. Armed with twin Escrima sticks and a mind built for strategy, he flips into danger with a smirk, a plan, and zero fear. Whether he's cleaning up the streets or leading a super team, this high-flying vigilante always lands on his feet because when the night falls, he owns it. Yeah, I didn't write that last part. Someone else told for me. It was pretty cool. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Tadeo, do you have any questions before we get started?
I kind of get the background. I'm ready to see how you do battle.
All right. Yes. I love it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's get this party started. Eric, here's your point number one.
Yeah. So first, I want to get into Gambit's mutant power. All right. First, he can literally charge any object with explosive kinetic energy. All right. Which means they become instant bombs on demand. And typically, he does like to use his playing cards. If you're familiar with Gambit, that is a big thing that he does use very effectively. But his playing cards aren't just your typical playing cards you get from the store. Right. His playing cards, they literally explode on impact with enough force to blow through steel. Never seen cards like this before in my life, okay? They're fast, accurate, and deadly. He can also charge anything, coins, rubble, weapons, even Nightwing's own gadgets if grabbed mid-fight, okay? Do not forget about that. He once charged a man's teeth, okay? Shows he can weaponize parts of a person's body as well. He also can delay detonation, setting traps and forcing Nightwing to choose to either flee or get blasted. Nightwing is a great fighter, but Gambit turns an entire battlefield into a minefield. Every team becomes a trap. Every second gives Gambit another explosive opportunity. There's no way Nightwing can handle any of that. And that is my point number one, James.
All right, all good stuff. I love Gambit, and I love how creative Gambit is, or how creative the writers make Gambit like to be, through, you know, making teeth explode, to playing cards, to, you know, he fought Captain America once, and during the fight, he set a late charge on Captain America's front of his costume. So as they're fighting, Gambit gets knocked back, and Captain America is like, oh, is that all you got? Boom, and his, you know, chest kind of blows up. So Gambit is great at using that kind of stuff. I just don't think that's going to work against someone like Nightwing, who can figure out all of this stuff because he was trained by Batman. He can figure out what your powers are very, very quickly. And by the way, he's one of the best strategic fighters ever in DC Comics. He's not going to fall into Gambit's trap, so to speak. Now, let me get to my point number one. Let's talk about the physical abilities of Nightwing. Now, Nightwing was trained by Batman himself. He took it further with his own acrobatic high mobility combat style. As a former circus performer in this group called the Flying Graysons before his mom and dad died, you know, horribly in the whole thing, he was the most acrobatic fighter in the DC universe. And that means he was the most acrobatic, non-superpowered fighter in the DC universe. His acrobatics are so good that sometimes superpowered, you know, super people with agility or whatever are like, are you sure you don't have powers? Because the way you move and everything, that's crazy. He can, you know, he can flip, roll, he can contort through tight spaces and deadly traps. He's just got that flexibility as well. He can dodge point blank gunfire, lasers, even superhuman strikes from the likes of Blockbuster and Deathstroke. These are, Deathstroke's like a super soldier. Think of Captain America with way more weapons, who can move at super speed, and, you know, gunfire and all that. And Nightwing's been trained so well and such a peak human, he can dodge gunfire. When you can do that, that's pretty insane. He moves faster than the eye can follow. He has this great way, this Batman thing of disappearing mid-fight, where all of a sudden you're watching him fight and he's just gone because he knows how to use stealth like no one's business. He's got that superior Olympic level speed, strength, reflexes, and balance. He can perform full speed flips and spins while fighting multiple opponents at the same time. He once outran an explosion that leveled a building and still had time to shield civilians. Imagine that. He's in a building. It blows up. He ran out so fast and shielded civilians on the way out. That's crazy. His movement is so fluid and unpredictable. Gambit's going to really struggle to land a hit. That's the thing. Gambit's great when the target's not moving that much because he's got to charge it up and then go. As he's charging up, Nightwing's already moving. This is not someone who stands still. Bottom line, Gambit's definitely dangerous at his preferred range, but Nightwing will close the distance. He's going to dodge every blast, stay in his blind spot the entire fight, which is something he's known for. Bottom line, he's a lot more than just a peak human. Nightwing's getting the win. That's my point number one.
Okay, so we now have a little backstory on Nightwing, okay? You know, trained by Batman. He seems rather fast, and, you know, him possibly being able to escape explosions, that's one thing. But as we get into it, how Gambit plants his explosions, that's going to be a game changer, and you're going to see where Nightwing will struggle.
Interesting point. But let's see what our judge has to say. So, Tadeo, you've heard one point from both Eric and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
Well, right now, one thing that impressed me, having been to Cirque du Soleil, is that...
Why am I not surprised, by the way?
Well, I wasn't on stage, but they invited me. I just turned it down, you know, too many fans. But what I have to say is that if you can dodge a bullet, then you might be able to dodge a playing card, right? Because throwing it 100 miles an hour, I don't know. Speeding bullets seems like something pretty quick. So that kind of swayed me a little bit thus far because, I mean, doing a backflip faster than a bullet, I mean, you're on some Keanu Reeves in the 90s Matrix level.
That's not wrong. That's absolutely not wrong. All right, brilliant stuff from our judge. Good points from Eric and myself. But let's see where this battle is going to go. Stay tuned for our next point.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
And we're back. Eric, here's your point number two.
Yeah, so like I was saying, I want to get into Gambit's different fighting styles. First of all, he was trained by the Thieves Guild in New Orleans. Now, if y'all spend some time down in New Orleans, it gets a little wild, okay? You're going to start with the daiquiris, you know, you're going to go hit the French Quarter, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to get through the Bourbon Street night, you know, a 24-hour bar. So this guy was trained by thieves who literally are from that area of town, okay? So they've been in the thicket of that dirty in that boot in New Orleans, baby. So let us not forget about that. He's a wild dude. He's been outside. So on top of that, his style blends stealth, deception, and precision strikes. He's also a master of savate. As a French guy, did I say that correctly, my fellow French friend? Yeah,
you said
okay.
It perfectly.
All right, it's actually a French kickboxing style.
Okay.
For those who might not know that, which uses powerful kicks and fluid movement. He incorporates acrobatics and street brawling into his style, so he has no problem fighting dirty. He routinely does spar with Wolverine, and he does hold his own against the one and only Wolverine, showing elite level hand-to-hand skill. He's an expert, like I mentioned before, with the bow staff. His primary melee weapon. He also has kinetic charging, which I mentioned, which means close range strikes explode mid fight. Okay, Gambit loves using psychological manipulation mid battle. All right. He's always playing the long con, all right? So don't forget that. Plus, Gambit has had years of training with the X-Men in their state-of-the-art danger room. So bottom line, Gambit's not just throwing cards, okay? He's also a trained killer who mixes martial arts with explosions. That's all my point number two, James.
Ooh, that's some good stuff. That's some good stuff. Okay, the psychological manipulation is interesting because yes. You're Nightwing trained by Batman, who is the master of psychological manipulation. Uh-huh. So I don't think that's quite going to work on someone who was raised with Batman, being trained by Batman in psychological manipulation. On top of that, Gambit's got some great fighting techniques and group fighting styles. Nightwing, I identify a lot with Nightwing because we were talking about jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. I love jiu-jitsu. I'm more of a striker.
Okay.
More of a boxer, more of a kickboxer. No jiu-jitsu and grappling, all that too. But I'm actually more of a weapons guy, and I love Eskrima especially. So when I see the Eskrima sticks, I love the double baton, you know, the whole kind of stuff. This is someone who can use anything around him, has got training to the craziest degree you can think of. Gambit's got a ton of training at being a thief. Right? That's awesome. But this isn't that style of matchup. This is about a fight. Nightwing is about how do I analyze and overcome? And he's always been taking on someone with superpowers pretty much his whole life. This is not going to be a big deal for him, but Gambit hasn't really fought someone like Nightwing before. That's the kind of thing, you know, that's really interesting. Now, let me get to my point number two. Yeah. Let's talk about Nightwing's bat gadgets and his weapons, right? Now, his suit is a custom-built blend of Kevlar, Nomex, and shock-absorbent materials. It's bulletproof, it's fire-resistant, and here's the kicker, it's insulated against explosions. I'm not saying explosions won't hurt him, but the suit itself is definitely going to not have that same kind of, allow him to feel the same impact, if you will. His domino mask, what he wears, it's not just for show, it gives him readouts. So all of a sudden, kinetic energy, it's going to give off a heat thing. He's going to see that coming and not be surprised by it as well. He carries those Eskrima sticks that can actually be electrified, and these can stun superpowered opponents, disable machines. Fun fact, they even disrupt mutant powers versus via nerve strikes. So in DC Comics, they don't use the word mutant. They use the term metahuman. Okay. And so sometimes when Nightwing's fighting metahumans and with his knowledge of like, you know, nerve strikes and all that, he'll hit them in nerves, which then just disrupt the electrical charge in the body and kind of takes out their powers for a few seconds, and then he goes in for the win. It's a really interesting kind of tactic. On top of that, he's got that grappling line launcher. You know, he just boom, psh, he shoots that thing up into the, you know, into the top of the building. And the cool part is the way he can move when he activates it, he actually moves at like super speed compared to a human. It's not like the Flash, but it's like kind of like Spider-Man-esque, if that makes sense. Plus, he's way more agile. That's on top of his agility. He's got smoke pellets, flashbangs, sticky foam bombs to blind or immobilize an opponent. And the foam bomb, this is weird. You think, what's a foam bomb? This is something where it throws down at someone and it immediately just gets into like this huge sticky mousse jello kind of thing where the person all of a sudden is encapsulated with this mound of green foam that solidifies, and all of a sudden they're stuck. right? And they can't use their hands. Now, Nightwing, or could Gambit blow that up? Sure, but that would immobilize Gambit for at least a few seconds, and that's all Nightwing needs. This is someone, by the way, when it comes to his gadgets, they don't just, it's not someone who's like, here's something I'll do, or here's, no, no. He throws combinations. The way he uses his gadgets, it's the way a boxer uses combos, right? So it's a jab, cross, hook. He's like, you know, bat line, I'm going to hit you with a taser, and here's my foam that's going to immobilize you before I kick you in the head from a distance. This is someone who's not just mastered fighting, he's mastered the fighting style he needs with his weaponry and his gadgets that he's been using since he was, what, 8 years old? It's pretty cool. All of that's my point number two.
Okay. So you mentioned all of his different weapons, right? Okay. And you were talking about the foam that he throws and all that. One thing that you're still forgetting, which Nightwing cannot do, Gambit has kinetic charging. So that's not going to be an issue for Gambit to get out of that. No problem at all. So that's just my rebuttal to shut that down.
That's actually a pretty good rebuttal. It's a pretty good rebuttal. Yeah. All right, let's see what a judge has to say. We're now what's called the turning point. This is where you tell us who is ahead in this battle and what does the other side have to do to get the win?
Well, we're dealing with, you said for mutant, what is the term they use in DC?
Metahuman.
Metahuman. I've never heard that word. But so we
sounds
have
beta, right? A little beta male?
Well, it's DC Comics, right? They had to like, betas, we need mutants too.
Betas don't win anything. Right. So what we have, what I'm a little concerned with, I've never been, I know down south, but I've never been to where this Cajun. Cajun culture. I hear it's kind of gangster. Like it makes. I hear these rap songs. So kind of. I mean, like if you could survive Master P's neighborhood.
Yes,
I
don't out know, the like, trunk, out so, the trunk, and Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I'm, right. So I'm kind of thinking like, you know, he might. He's a good thief. I don't know if he steals hearts in the ladies, but in terms of stealing a win, this kind of. You know, I grew up in the favelas myself, so I kind of know if you can survive that type of environment. You can kind of do anything. So I feel that kind of neutralizes, although Batman is from Gotham and has the best mindset and strategy, you know, battling Superman and people with obscene powers, living in those streets, that's something that kind of gives him an edge at this point.
And by the way, it's an interesting point. So Nightwing fights in a city, I think they call it like, it's the New Jersey of DC Comics called Bloodhaven, which they're trying to say is like this insane, crazy stuff. Uh-huh. But the reality is, even though he lost his parents, he then went to live in a mega mansion with a butler. With all that.
So you know what I mean? In a bubble.
Now, and by the way, Gambit lives in the Xavier's mansion for gifted children too. So yes. He's been spoiled.
He has both flows though.
But I do think, to your point, Nightwing's been spoiled maybe a little bit longer. Uh-huh. But you know, maybe that's just helped him eat better and be better. But you know, you're right. You're not wrong. All right, excellent points from the judge. This battle is getting absolutely insane. Stay tuned for point number three. And we're back. All right, Eric, it's now or never. Hit us with your point number three.
All right, this is going to bring it home. So let's get into Gambit's big wins, all right? Gambit once defeated the one and only Wolverine in a no-holds-barred fight, dodging claws, outsmarting his healing, and walking away the winner, okay? He's also fought and survived against Omega-level mutants like Storm, Jean Grey, and Cable, all right? He's also led a Black Ops version of the X-Men through time travel war zones, proving his strategic mind and adaptability. He's also escaped impenetrable prisons, stolen items, yes, the Thieves Guild of New Orleans, but yes, he's stolen items from the most secure facilities in the Marvel Universe, proving his stealth is at a super high level. We're talking about the Marvel Universe here, people. Gambit's power set, charm, and predictability allow him to outthink tactical geniuses and explode their plans literally. Against Nightwing, Gambit just needs to land one charged hit or disarm him and turn his gear against him. Bottom line, Gambit wins by being smarter and more explosive than Nightwing expects. Oh, that's my point number three, James.
All right, I love it. And you're right. That's how Gambit typically wins. He's typically the smarter, more clever, you know, thinking outside the box fighter. But this is why it's not going to work against Nightwing, because Nightwing is known for being the smarter and outside the box thinker, to the point where Batman's like, you're going to be the new leader of the Justice League. Like he already kind of said, Batman said that to him. Like, you're the most important detective. You're the person who's going to out Batman, Batman. Like Batman defers to Nightwing when Batman comes up short. Okay. Nightwing has a history of outsmarting people, you know, setting doing the long play within like a minute later, like something happens where he positions people. Everything Gambit can do, he does again, you know, when you're up against like a superpowered warlord from space, they don't expect someone using sleight of hands and like thievery type of tricks to help them get the win. That's what Gambit Gambit does. He gets someone to underestimate him and then figures out a way to win, right? Which is awesome. That is exactly what Nightwing does. He goes in the Justice League. Everyone's like Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, Superman. And he just walks up and everyone underestimates him and he proves what he can do and how the team needs him, because if they don't, they suck. That's just the thing that happens. He is someone who does exactly what Gambit does, just on a bigger scale, as well as to people just like Gambit, too. Now, let me get to my point number three. Let's talk about big wins for Nightwing, okay? Now, Nightwing has defeated Deathstroke. Deathstroke is like Captain America, except if, you know, if he was a little bit faster, stronger, had a better healing factor, and was a mercenary and carried insane weapons, a sword that goes ablaze, armor that's impenetrable. Nightwing beats that guy. By the way, Deathstroke beats Batman and has beaten Batman a number of times. On top of that, he took down this creature named Blockbuster. Think of like the Kingpin, if the Kingpin was like insanely Hulk level strong. Super smart, Hulk level strong, criminal mastermind. Nightwing took him out as a human because he knew where to hit him and how to hit him that hard. On top of that, he's taken on this person named Ra's al Ghul, who's the head of the League of Assassins. Now, Ra's al Ghul is this immortal warlord, right, who is from like 600 years ago, found this, you know, the Lazarus Pit, dips himself into it, regenerates. And this is someone who has the biggest criminal empire in the world throughout history, stays under the shadows of all things, started the League of Shadows, sends the League of Shadows, League of Assassins after Nightwing. Nightwing beats them, and then Ra's al Ghul actually loses to Nightwing as well. Ra's al Ghul has also beaten Batman, too. That's kind of a crazy thing. He's defeated teams of meta-human soldiers, undead soldiers, zombified soldiers that came back to life. Not a problem. But here is the real kicker. He regularly defeats enemies who rely on, you know, energy projection, charging items that explode. There's two people that he has beat. One was called, this is a horrible name, they should really change this, Magog. Okay, it almost sounds like Magoo. Anyways, I guess it's a very term cute. Or something like that, Magog. And this other creature, character named Lady Vic, what are they known for? Powering up items with kinetic energy and then throwing them because they explode. He beats them on a regular basis. Now, I'm not saying they're in Gambit's league, but I am saying this is not going to catch him by surprise. Someone who used the same tactics as Gambit, he's already beaten two versions of that a number of times. In the end, the bottom line is this. Gambit might play with cards. He might, you know, charge other items around him. Nightwing plays with five moves ahead. I know that doesn't even make sense, but that's what he does. Gambit's going to be thinking he's getting the win. Oh, I'm luring this guy who's flipping all over the place. He's just like Spider-Man, whatever, I've got this. And all of a sudden, he turns around and something's tasing him from behind. He turns around, but whatever it is, Nightwing has already dealt with Gambit a number of times. And he also has all those weapons, which in turn give him kind of like the ability to do superhuman things, superhuman speed, electrify someone using like tasers. This is someone that doesn't care if you're a superpowered being. Fun fact, though, Gambit can still get knocked out like a regular human, something that Nightwing specializes in. All that's my point number three.
Okay, look, so you talked about all these little buddies and groups that he ran with and all the different things that some of these little guys did. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to remind you of this, okay? Gambit is still too stealth. He's too stealth for Nightwing to even get a hold of him, okay? I'm talking about in the Marvel Universe, okay? Let's go back to that. Literally, he was able to penetrate the most secure facilities in the Marvel Universe. Also, if you want to talk about fighting, he's defeated D1, the only Wolverine. He's also survived attacks, fights with Storm, Jean Grey, and Cable. And their resume goes on and on. So with him being stealth, him being able to penetrate the Marvel Universe, and all of his training with all the other mutants and other X-Men, these other characters that Nightwing might have defeated, he's not on Gambit's level.
Interesting points. They both have really good resumes. I'll leave it at that. Now, this is where we got to go to the judge. So today you've heard a whole bunch of stuff from both Eric and myself. Yes. We need a decision from you. Before you do, we're going to give you our top 3 points to summarize everything. Okay, Eric, correct. What are your top 3 points for Gambit?
Yes. So to reiterate, Gambit is a mutant who can make anything explode. Gambit has his different fighting styles. Gambit has big wins, even against Wolverine.
So my points for Nightwing. Nightwing is beyond peak human, beyond peak Olympic level with everything to do with agility and what have you. He's an incredible fighter with mastery over bat tech and gadgets. uses it like a martial artist, if you will. And he's beaten everyone you can think of, including two supervillains who have the same exact powers as Gambit, who use them the exact same way. All right, listen, today you've heard 3 points from both of us. Yes. It's time for you to shine. Take us through your process. Tell us a story, if you will, and tell us who wins this battle between Gambit and Nightwing.
Well, I think we got a sequel. I don't know if we're going to sign with Netflix or where or Amazon, but we're going to have a DC versus Marvel spinoff. So, you know, get your money ready to buy this whole lot. So it's kind of interesting because Eric had a great point when he brought up Wolverine, who's a classic muscle man, tough guy. So if you beat Wolverine, quite impressive. However, you countered that. You came with a counter blow, right? Which was Lady Vic, who has the exact same skill set. So, you know, that put it at a 50-50. So it really comes down to me, is it going to be a meta-human or a mutant versus a human? And with that being said, I'm leaning both ways, but I'm going to have to go with Gambit because you can't beat the cheat. And it can't beat the cheat. Yes. And I don't know. You play college football. I don't know if there were steroids going on. You're a fighter. I don't know if there's steroids going on. We don't want to talk about that because we have friends on both sides. But I've never, that's why I'm so strict on testing, because I just don't think it's possible to beat drugs or superhuman. So in this DC versus Marvel battle, which is quite intriguing, and I know more about the Marvel universe because of the comic books, I think Marvel gets the crown. And Gambit gets the trophy.
Yes.
But wow.
It was a tight one.
Yes.
Both ways, a tight, tight war. It was like a tightrope walk. It was a Cirque du Soleil masterful dance, but it came down just to the cheat.
Oh, I love it. You know what? I got to tell you, I love your process. Completely disagree, but I love your process.
At least he loves
and
it.
How you came to it, because again, using that background of Gambit, when you all of a sudden this equals out to that, that cancels out to that, then you got to look at the other factors that come into play. And you're right, that kind of growing up in that kind of environment, yes, that gives you that grit, that desire, that ability to be like, I may be down, but I'm not giving up on myself to keep on going. By the way, I also said that Nightwing had all that too, but whatever, you do you. But I do love your process, and I do agree this was a tight battle, and yes, Eric did a great job bringing all this, you know, all that information to the table. I will take Thank this you. Loss graciously, but I will come back. I will be victorious once more in the future. But wow, did I ever have a lot of fun doing this.
This was a good battle.
Awesome. Today, you did a great job. Eric, yeah, it's your time to shine. Tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, how you're feeling with this win.
Yeah, no, first Gambit. Like, he's been Gambit. People forget about him, it seems like, versus the other Marvel Universe and X-Men and everything. But he's always had that, just that grit, that nastiness, and that just that tenacity in that Marvel Universe. And he always knew how to defeat his opponent. So I'm totally excited that I feel that I gave Gambit some justice today.
I did. You know, in X-Men 97, I don't know if you watched the animated series, they're in like the fifth episode, mm-hmm, he spoiler alert, it's been out for almost a year and a half. Okay. He sacrifices himself. This huge kaiju Godzilla-sized robot, mm-hmm, is attacking this island of mutants, and he's just killing everything. Gambit's trying to save himself, or save Rogue and all the other people, and the robot stabs him and pulls, wow, him up in the air, and, you know, he's about to kill him, and then, you know, Gambit grabs the spike of the robot that's in, uh-huh, him, and supercharges it from within his body, wow, and blows up the whole thing.
Hell yeah.
You know, and says, hey, the okay, name's Gambit, remember it. You know,
that's
remember
right, that's thing, right.
And it was just like, I'm like, oh my God, like, that is just the most awesome. That's what Gambit could do. Uh-huh. Such a noble, awesome character who uses all of his experience to, yeah, kind of come up with a big save, right?
Well, that's the way to go out, right? Yeah. With a bang, right?
Yeah.
With a bang and a victory.
Absolutely.
As Eric got. So that's what he did in X-Men 97.
That's right.
Episode 5, that was,
I
right?
believe it was episode 5. Spoiler, that's how much of a nerd I am, by the way. Like, I'm quoting this kind of stuff. It's crazy.
Catalog.
I thought when you said, I thought you were going to say like 97, like 1997. I didn't know there was a remake.
Yeah, well, they rebooted the X-Men series from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
But they rebooted X-Men 90. They call it X-Men 97 because it takes place at the end of the series, which chronologically ended in 1997.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, so the dates do make sense.
Yeah. Again, the running joke is people ask if I've actually kissed a girl with all my nerd knowledge and everything. Uh-huh. And I have.
You have?
I have. It's, yeah, true.
Was this at Comic-Con or like just like a normal woman?
Yes. So here's the thing. This was a great episode. No, my wife's listening. I've never kissed anyone at Comic-Con. She's never come to Comic-Con, so I can't say.
Yeah. And there's good-looking women at Comic-Con.
This could be used in a divorce proceeding, so he never kissed anyone. My wife's back him up on that, right?
Well, today, thank you for making your first and only appearance on the Who Would Win show. Appreciate that. My wife's an attorney, by the way. Thank you for feeding her info. And
there's good-looking women at Comic-Con. That's a big of our fan. That's a big amount of our fan base.
My wife at Comic-Con would be the best-looking woman at Comic-Con by far. Absolutely. Love you, baby. All right, so Tadeo, thank you so much for coming on to the show. You're absolutely awesome. Tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you and where they can check out what you're doing.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm on the west side. I live in the elusive, the favorite Beverly Hills. You know, I came from Beverly Hills 90210, so me watching that TV show when I was back in Rio, I said I'm going to live there one day, and it happened with my football career. But you can find me at Cuerpazo on the Instagram. And you can see me anywhere on the west side.
Can you spell that for him?
Yes, thank you. Cuerpaso. So Cuerpaso means amazing body in Spanish. And that's what Miss Universe named me when I was quite young.
Wait, you got the Miss Universe winner to name you that?
He's a lover.
You know, that is amazing. I think you won this episode of Who Would Win, by the way.
Dale's been around. He's been in many different places.
We don't need the backstory. I see you smiling right now. We'll just say it was a very...
Off camera.
It was over, you know, a nice lunch.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
And that was just, yeah. Culture. Yeah, absolutely, culture, absolutely. Yeah. Very cool. So check out today. Okay, Eric, congrats on another great win.
Yes.
Tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you.
Yes, you can find me at The Eric Holmes. That's TheEricHolmes. That's my handle for all my social medias.
Very cool. And you can find me on X, a.k.a. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gabs. And remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group. This thing's over 170,000 people. I don't know what Eric did, but thank you for it. To make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and be part of our growing community, you can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win Unleashed production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time.
This is Ray back one more time, and there is a 1 in 2 chance that I'm very happy with the results of this past episode. One more reminder that if you'd like to join in with the Legion of Audience, you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and support what we do. That's it. That's the message. Time to start my research on next week's battle. I'll see you there.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.